For WNPR News, I'm Harriet Jones. A potential new treatment for Alzheimer's disease is going into clinical trials, and the idea has close ties to Connecticut. At the Upward Hartford co-working space, a rather unusual demonstration is going on.
And there's an antenna here, 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 four on each side of the head, and they go in sequence very rapidly.
Dr. Gary Arundash, a world authority on Alzheimer's research, is showing off a close-fitting blue fabric cap worn by a volunteer. The cap hides devices that provide a dose of radio waves to the brain, and the whole thing is controlled by a small box worn on the patient's arm.
They get 1 hour of treatment in the morning, 1 hour in the late afternoon, at home. That gives you full brain electromagnetic treatment. And our studies have shown that at least in Alzheimer's mice, this will reverse or at least stop the Alzheimer's process.
Arundash collaborated with Connecticut inventor Eric Knight on this novel approach to what's still an incurable disease.
There's nothing like this in the world. So we are taking an approach that's non-pharmaceutical. We're using an external device and radio waves. It is a completely new method.
Arundash's work, which he's published in scientific journals, has proved the method works in lab animals, but this is the first time it's been tried in humans. 12 patients have been recruited for the two-month trial at an Alzheimer's Institute in Florida. Arundash says the basic idea at this stage is to prove it's safe.
We're hopeful of getting more than that, though. We're hopeful of seeing cognitive performance being enhanced, brain activity being enhanced, or perhaps Alzheimer's measures in the blood showing a beneficial profile. If we can see one or several of those, we would be elated.
Arundash and Knight have garnered $1 million in funding, a substantial amount of it from angel investors here in Connecticut, to carry out the trial. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.